The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a story about one man's journey from death row executioner to Lutheran pastor. It's titled The Executioner's Redemption, My Story of Violence, Death, and Saving Grace. You can check it out at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Executioner's Redemption is on sale for $12.99. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, The Executioner's Redemption.
And I'm praying last year at the call at Berkeley, God, this Azusa Street revival, call an intercessor. And the Holy Spirit speaks to me, call Fred Berry, the leader of the Azusa Street Mission Organization, and get reconciled to him. He had actually called me to reconcile. We had an issue that took place 6 years ago, and I just let it be. He initiated it. I get a hold of him, and I ask his forgiveness. He's in Brazil, and we have reconciliation in our hearts together on the phone across the countries. At the end of it, he says, Lou, the call Azusa is waiting for you.
That's Vision Casting leader Lou Engel talking about the Azusa Call revival held recently in Los Angeles. Well, Azusa is an old name in Pentecostal circles. There's no doubt about that. Many people consider it kind of on the level of the first Pentecost in the book of Acts, chapter 2, maybe even bigger than that. And now, another Azusa revival. We're going to do This Week in Pop American Christianity on this Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc., talking about the recent Azusa, now the Call revival. Pastor Chris Rosebro joins us. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and a host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Give us a little history lesson on the first Azusa and why the fascination with kind of reviving the revival.
Well, revival is kind of an ongoing hope for people in the charismatic movement. And so they're looking for the latest waves of the Spirit that they can surf in and ride. And the Azusa Street revival of the early 20th century, they believe that that was God re-releasing the dormant gifts of the Holy Spirit, namely the gift of tongues, in fact, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Coming out of the Azusa Street revival was the Pentecostal movement that morphed into the charismatic movement. And the basic concept was that at Azusa Street, God re-released the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and proof that you have been baptized by the Holy Spirit is always evidence with you speaking in unknown languages, also that they call tongues, but actually I think it's gibberish.
All right, so what are we going to hear today about Azusa, now the Call?
Well, the Call Azusa was a planned revival, if you would, put on by Lou Engel and pretty much all of the major luminaries in the charismatic and Pentecostal movements. And it took place on this past Saturday at the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, California. And basically, it was to inaugurate something called Stadium Christianity, which Lou Engel says is, you know, that God is releasing right now. So their claim is that prophetically, you know, God has been telling the prophets that he's about to release something big into the world, and the claim of the people who put it on and were in attendance is that that is exactly what was taking place.
Let your fire burn.
It was 5 years ago that these white wimmers, circuit riders, came into my living room in Kansas City, and they prophesied and said that the call is having a shift, and it won't be just prayer, but it will be the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders, and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. For 2 days we deliberated and prayed over that word. As we were closing our times together, a phone call came from Terry Bennett in Nashville. He called my friend and said, do you know where Lou Engel is? Tell him I had a visitation last night. Tell him the Lord said, there's coming a shift to the call. And it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel, signs and wonders,
and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle is coming on the nation. This is that which was spoken 5 years ago.
Okay, Chris, there are a couple things in there. First of all, it's going to be the proclamation of the gospel, signs and wonders, and then Billy Graham's mantle. What are they talking about?
Well, if you're familiar with your Old Testament, you had the prophet Elijah and then the prophet Elisha. And the way kind of modern-day prophets and charismatic types talk is they talk about mantles. And apparently these are some kind of spiritual authority vestments, I don't know how to describe them, that are transferable from person to person. Just like Elijah's mantle fell to Elisha, Billy Graham was given a mantle back in the early, in the mid part of the 20th century, and now God is going to take Billy Graham's mantle and have it wrapped up in the Azusa Now revival. It's kind of a convoluted thing, but they talk about mantles in this way that apparently God releases, you know, particular mantles at different times. They fall on different people, and Billy Graham's mantle was a significant one of the 20th century that apparently is now being re-released via the Azusa Now revival.
So the picture here, just before we go on to the next soundbite, is stadiums, just like in the Billy Graham crusade, stadiums will be filled, and it won't just be the old thing again. It's going to be a further outpouring of the manifestation of the Spirit, something along those lines?
Yeah, and this is kind of, you know, I spent some time in the charismatic movement. They're always talking like this. You know, they're the best way I can describe it is back in the day, I used to live in Southern California, and one of the things that fascinated me when I lived in the town of San Clemente is that surfers, they would be out there kind of like all times of the day, and so you'd see groups of surfers at particular points in the coast where the surf is supposedly good, and they're out there constantly scanning the horizon, you know, or out on their surfboards looking for the next big swell that they can kind of ride in. And so within the charismatic movement is kind of a surfer mentality when it comes to the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit sends these waves to come crashing on the shore, and the goal is to always kind of be where the Spirit is going to manifest himself, or when he manifests, drop everything and quick, get there so that you can, you know, catch the waves that the Holy Spirit is kind of causing to take place. And so this is what they're claiming is, by talking this way, is that the Holy Spirit's latest, greatest set of waves that you can surf in are now beginning to manifest. So hop on board. This is going to be some amazing thing that'll make the headlines. It'll be in the history books, you know, forever and ever. The great 21st century outpouring of the Holy Spirit that began with the call Azusa Street in April of 2016.
So what are we going to hear next, Chris?
Okay, we're going to hear two other people in the next soundbite. We're going to hear from Cindy Jacobs, who is a self-proclaimed apostolette and prophetess, and then we're also she's going to be basically affirming that what is taking place at the call is that which that the prophets have been speaking about for the past few years. And then we're going to hear Todd White. He's an up-and-comer. He's part of the new breed, if you would, and that's actually kind of a loaded term within the New Apostolic Reformation, and he's going to be releasing an evangelism mantle.
For the Lord would say, this is that which the prophets have foretold. And I'm getting ready to raise up the greatest generation of young evangelists. And the Lord says, even from today, this is that which the prophets foretold. Hallelujah. This is that. That's it. That's
Todd, I want you to release it now. Release it. Joy Dawson said to us that she believed that Todd White was the most significant man coming to this gathering. It's not about him, but it was what he was going to release of a mantle of evangelism that would come on a whole generation, not just in churches, but signs and wonders in the streets.
In the name of Jesus, right now, over everybody here right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that there would be conduits for the Holy Spirit to flow through right now. God, I thank you that evangelism only from the stage would not be the only thing, that we would live as believers that are filled with the Holy Ghost, that everywhere we go, signs and wonders would flow through our hands, that words of knowledge would flow through your lives right now. I thank you that grassroots evangelism, that normal everyday life, everywhere we go, everywhere we walk, every shopping store we enter, every drugstore we enter. Do you want this? Do you want this?
Well, now, Chris, I did notice something, or actually I noticed something missing so far. They've talked about evangelism, the preaching of the gospel. I haven't heard Jesus once, as far as I can tell, from this Holy Spirit revival.
Yeah, no, this is all about the Holy Spirit. And what's fascinating is that when you kind of understand that the role that the Holy Spirit takes, in our lives in particular, Jesus says that when he sends the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin and unbelief. And you know, as Christians, we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit when we're baptized, for sure. The Holy Spirit, you know, continues the work of sanctifying us and helping us mortify our sinful flesh and things like that. But here, what they're basically, one of the major tenets of this, you know, this movement is that somehow the signs and wonders that initially accompanied the preaching of the gospel after the day of Pentecost in the early part of the church, that somehow those are supposed to be normative. And when the church isn't manifesting that type of miraculous signs and wonders, there's something wrong in the church. And so their claim is that this is really what normal Christianity is all about, is through the manifestation of these types of signs and wonders. And what gets lost in the mix when you start focusing on this rather than the real work of the Holy Spirit is you end up creating these kind of cults of personality, people who claim that they're able to operate in these gifts in ways that you haven't seen since biblical times, and they get glorified or a lot of stage time and a lot of talk at the expense of the gospel itself, because the gospel is not really understood, it's not correctly preached, and people are not brought to penitent faith in Christ or the forgiveness of their sins. Instead, they're brought to believe that they need to receive some kind of second baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues and operate in signs and wonders, and as a result of it, they're not actually being discipled in any kind of meaningful way when it comes to sound biblical doctrine. Instead, I think a good argument could be made that what we're seeing here in the charismatic movement is a revival of an old heresy called the Montanist heresy, which, that's a whole other thing, but it really kind of fits that type of mold.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. When we come back, we'll hear a couple more sound bites from the recent Azusa Now revival. Chris is host of the internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith and pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota.
God lays out for us in Scripture our need for salvation in the law and the assurance that Jesus has saved us in the gospel.
Dr. Carl Fakencher talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues, Etc., Making the Case Conference.
That's the way God communicates to us in every page of Scripture, and therefore it's vital that we have been given this gift of history, an understanding of law and gospel, make it a centerpiece in the way we speak law and gospel, the way we speak God's word to people today.
You can meet and hear Dr. Carl Fakencher making the case for law and gospel Friday, June 10th and Saturday, June 11th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church of Terre Haute, Indiana is a congregation called, gathered, and strengthened by Christ's word and sacraments, confessional, evangelical, liturgical, serving our community and the students of Indiana State University and Rose Holman Institute of Technology, and reaching out to the nations as a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Find out more about Emmanuel at www.emmanuel.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
On the one hand, you have a woman who doesn't want to be pregnant, and she can fix the problem, but the only way she can fix the problem is by taking a human life.
When there is antinomianism present or gospel reductionism, even from our own experience with Seminex, all sorts of mischief arises.
I'm really concerned that what you're suggesting is that we should give our own words and our own paraphrase to people when they're suffering in place of Jesus' word.
If you think you're going to attract them by being evangelical in worship style, they will smell you so fast because they smell that you really wanted to be what they are leaving.
In about 15 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The entirety of those four soundbites will play for you. You listen, then you give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and your vote will decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity, talking about the recent Azusa Now revival. So what are we going to hear next, Chris?
Well, next, we're going to be listening to one of the major celebrities in the charismatic movement. That's Bill Johnson, as he introduces another guy by the name of Sean Bowles, who's going to do what I can only describe is, a psychic cold reading, but we'll explain what you can't see in the radio bite itself.
We're going to be weaving in worship, words of knowledge, praying for the sick. There's going to be deliverances that take place. There are some that have been tormented in the mind, and he thought that was normal, and it ends tonight. But we're also weaving in the prophetic, and one of our dearest friends, one of our most trusted friends, is Sean Bowles. And the Lord's shown him several things, so I want us to dial it way down and give Sean an opportunity to minister here.
Okay, I've never done this in a crowd this big, so this is new for me, and it might be new for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out a few things that are words of knowledge, which means there are things about your life currently right now. And if this is you, it has to be all the things, not one of the things. And I want you to wave your hands as big as you can so that we can really see you, because it's going to take a second to identify who you are. So if I call out the details and it makes sense for you, please wave your hands. And prophecy just makes you feel like Jesus loves you. So I'm going to get words of knowledge that are going to help us to know who I'm prophesying over, and then I'm going to get words for that person that I'm prophesying over that might involve healing or whatever else. So we're going to try this out. Please, Jesus, come. Is there a Kenny or Kenneth Ray and a Patricia Liu who came together? A Kenny or Kenneth Ray and a Patricia Liu who came together? Help me find them. Are they here? Are they real? Come on! They're up there in this section right there. Okay, so you're going to have to help me out here. Tell me if these names make sense to you. There's four of them. It's David, Esther, John, and Sarah. Does that make sense? She's excited. These are your children? Are they your children? This is Jesus. Is there any more? Is that it? Patricia, God is healing a list of things you need in your body from the mission field where you've needed a list of healing, and God's touching you right now. So just lift that list to him, and you're going to feel a healing anointing come over you. And God is sending you guys. This is awesome. These are their names. God knows their names. God is sending you guys back to Oregon. Does this make sense? Back to Oregon. So you're going to Oregon. Does that make sense at all? Yes, it's making a lot of sense. We don't know what it means, but he says you're going to reap what you haven't even sown. in Oregon.
Oh, okay, Chris. I mean, that could be the Long Island psychic. I mean, you said cold reading, and it sounds an awful lot like a cold reading. Actually, it sounds like someone filled out a card, and he's being fed the stuff in the old kind of televangelist manner here.
Well, it reminds me of Peter Popoff, who was a televangelist who claimed to be receiving direct revelation from God, and it turned out he had an earpiece, and his wife was the one who was feeding him information via, you know, a radio that was stuck in his ear. And what's funny is that the video from the revival itself shows that while Sean Bowles was giving this cold reading, you know, these so-called words of knowledge, he actually had in his hand, no joke, a cell phone, a smartphone. And so the information that he was claiming that he was getting from the Holy Spirit is readily available on social media. And anybody who was putting in the Azusa Now hashtag on Twitter or even Facebook, you can tell who was on their way and traveling. You know, people came from all over the country and the world to go to this thing. And then all you have to do is look on their social media, and you can start getting information like this right off the internet quite for free. And so Sean Bowles literally had a smartphone, an Apple iPhone, in his hand the whole time he was giving these words of knowledge, which I think just kind of is, you know, quite silly. But, I mean, it shows how, you know, just how little discernment there is when it comes to people in the charismatic movement. They want so badly to believe that God, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to them. One of the things that Sean said was so telling. He says that, you know, the reason why God gives these prophecies is because this is his way of letting you know that he loves you. And nowhere in Scripture does it talk like this. Instead, Scripture says, God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. And so wrapped up in this experiential theology and this chasing after the latest winds of the Spirit is this idea that if God doesn't somehow, you know, reach out and touch you with some kind of a psychic cold reading like this, that somehow it could cause you to think that he doesn't love you. And so these are true manifestations of Christ's love, and when in fact they're not. This is just examples of chicanery and people engaging in parlor tricks and, you know, in mind games in order to create the false impression that the Holy Spirit is moving when he's not.
Now, the term he used there, and there's all sorts of Pentecostal and charismatic jargon being tossed around in the course of what we're listening to, but he did use this term, and you did too, word of knowledge. What does that mean in charismatic parlance?
Yeah, a word of knowledge is a prophetic revelation where God speaks to you and gives you specific information regarding a particular person. So a word of knowledge is generally a very individualistic revelation or prophetic revelation from God. At least that's how it's generally used or viewed.
What are we going to hear finally here, Chris?
Okay, this is kind of, you know, obviously we've been hearing stuff that just seems quite bizarre, but in the literally, you know, 16 hours of video that I gleaned and watched through, this was one of the more bizarre moments in there. And this was during the evening session when Lou Engle was basically taking a tithe, you know, passing the bucket around to pay for expenses. And he wanted people to literally, how he put it, sow into, and that means, you know, put money into this new initiative that he was launching called the Spiritual Air Force Academy. And I'll just let the video explain it. It's on its own.
In 2004, in the shadow of the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, we gathered 70 young people to fast and pray for 50 days. Day and night, an amazing breakthrough took place, and God began to give us what we believe is historic intercessory strategy. God is going to raise up what we're calling SAFA, the Spiritual Air Force Academy. A movement of young men and women giving themselves to fasting and prayer to remove demons in the heavenlies from the hard, darkest places of the earth, releasing divine encounters, revival, and awakening on the ground. You see, in World War II and beyond, If you didn't win air supremacy with the planes winning the battle in the heavens, you could not win the ground war. It took both air and ground to win victories. I know it was like General Eisenhower calling forth the Air Force to invade Normandy from the heavens so that the ground troops could break through in the Battle of Normandy. This is the kind of ideology, prayer strategy that God is wanting to release into the earth. You're about to hear a breakthrough of angelic swords shattering the powers in the heavens so that a mass movement of evangelism could sweep in and bring forth another massive revival.
Okay, Chris, that does kind of speak for itself, including the cheesy music, but explain what we're hearing there.
Okay, so apparently, as part of the the Call Azusa revival, God was at that moment releasing into the earth a new strategy for overcoming the demonic forces in the heavenlies, and that's through the initiative known as the Spiritual Air Force Academy. So the idea here, apparently, is that we can't really experience a true outbreak of revival in people, and evangelism until the Spiritual Air Force Academy elites engage with this new prayer strategy thingy that God's releasing so that they can achieve air superiority over the demonic. Then our ground forces can come in and evangelism would just like sweep the country. You hear something like this, and you just have to ask the question, do these people read their Bibles? What on earth are they talking about? Just because in a conventional mechanized war, air superiority is an important thing, doesn't mean that somehow translates into some new strategy that God's going to release so that evangelism will really hyper-accelerate. The best way I could put it is that the charismatics, I think, are going to have to apologize to the Roman Catholics at the time of the Reformation on the Day of Judgment, because part of the Protestant movement was to get rid of mythologies like prayers to the saints and things of that nature, relics and stuff like that. But within the Protestant movement now itself, in the charismatic movement, all kinds of crazy mythologies and bizarre man-made doctrines are being manufactured, and people are buying it hook, line, and sinker, all in the name of this is the latest move of the Spirit.
Folks, you can meet and hear Pastor Chris Roseboro making the case for the means of grace at the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. It's Friday, June 10th and Saturday, June the 11th in Collinsville, Illinois, just about 15 miles east of St. Louis. Don't wait to register. Attendance is limited this year to 400, and you can find out more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385, the fourth annual Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 10th and 11th in Collinsville, Illinois. Before we let you go, Chris, what's on the lineup for Fighting for the Faith tonight?
Today we're actually going to be looking at a lecture, looking at the historic reasons why the fundamentalist movement failed, and at the heart of it, what was wrong with fundamentalism, or at least what it came to be in the later part of the 20th century.
You can listen to Chris Roseboro and Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. in about a half hour at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Chris Roseboro is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We got four soundbites lined up for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We will play them for you. Then you give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc or vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week are next. thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Messiah Lutheran, Seattle, Washington. Grace Lutheran, McPherson, Kansas. St. Paul's Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Our Savior Lutheran, Raleigh, North Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. St. John's Lutheran, Maple Grove, Minnesota. Grace Lutheran, Parker, Colorado. And Our Redeemer Lutheran, Harrington, Kansas. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 27th Annual Congress on the Lutheran Confessions, sponsored by the ACL and Luther Academy, is April 6th through the 8th in Bloomington, Minnesota. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission will present two seminars. On Tuesday, April 5th, Pastor Rob Jarvis offers an overview of the Reformation and our confessions. On Wednesday, April 6th, Pastor Jeremiah Johnson presents Catechesis Begins in the Home, Practical Ways to Pass on the Faith to Our Children. Learn more at theclcc.org.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.